This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes, reporting this week from Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. It was 40 years ago this day, on April 29, 1975, that the last two U.S. service members to die in Vietnam were killed. They were Marines, Lance Corporal Darwin Judge, a 19-year-old from Marshalltown, Iowa, and 21-year-old Corporal Charles McMahon from Woburn. They died close to where we're standing at this moment, here at Tansanut Airport, located a few miles outside the city. Today, this airport is a busy international hub, flights coming and going. Most of the time, crowds of families and taxicab hustlers are waiting in anticipation for passengers to exit the terminal. Back during the war, Tansanut was a very active military airbase. And on this week in 1975, it was engaged in a huge airlift, evacuating the last of the U.S. personnel and the South Vietnamese who supported the U.S. out of Vietnam. The North Vietnamese, anxious to complete the takeover negotiated in the 1973 Paris Peace Accords, were attacking the airbase to disrupt the evacuation. McMahon and Judge were killed simultaneously in a rocket explosion.
The attack by the communist forces on Tansanut Airport began in early morning darkness. Rockets and artillery rounds from Russian-made 130-millimeter cannon landed in salvos. You could see the flashes as the rockets and shells exploded.
Long before he went to Vietnam, Charlie McMahon's life in Woburn revolved around the local boys' club. He had a bike, a dog, a treehouse. But when the boys' club and its pool opened in 1964, Charlie and his best friend George Holland joined. They were 10 years old and stayed through high school.
So there were times when he wouldn't leave the club from Friday till almost Monday morning. So it really was a second home. Always something fun to do, and the practical jokes and shenanigans were relentless.
There was a serious side. McMahon was so good in the pool, he became a coach, mentored younger kids, and was named Boy of the Year in 1971. The Woburn Boys Club was a life changer for both George Holland and Charlie McMahon. The club director, also named Charlie Gardner, was a Korean War veteran Marine, awarded the Purple Heart. Holland remembers he loved to talk up life in the Corps.
We're absolutely glued to his stories and just admired his contribution to the country and, you know, the patriotism.
McMahon and Holland both joined the Marines, as did other boys from the Boys Club. Holland says McMahon was a natural.
But whenever he came home, he would always tell me, bring your dress blues home because we're going out to dinner, you know, in a uniform. His parents would take us out to a nice restaurant. And this was 74-ish when being in the military maybe wasn't all that popular at the time. Didn't care. He was so proud to be a Marine. And it was obvious, you know, to other Marines that he was.
Charlie McMahon became a Marine police officer, entered the school to become a Marine security guard at a U.S. embassy, and when he graduated, was assigned to go to Saigon. He arrived on April 18, 1975, and as a newbie, was stationed at what was thought to be a relatively safe place, Tansanut Air Base, to help provide security.
My thought process is that they were put in an area where we thought they would be out of harm's way.
Marine Corporal John Gillane took a special interest in McMahon, as he said they were like neighbors. McMahon from Woburn, Gillane from Medford. In fact, the airbase was not safe, as on April 28th, the North Vietnamese commenced an air and rocket attack. Gillane was at the U.S. Embassy a few miles away.
On the day McMahon and Judge died, you knew there was trouble out there that day because I read that you could hear the rocket fire.
Yes.
And when
from where we were, you could see the explosions.
It's believed McMahon and Judge were killed instantly in the rocket explosion. Judge was badly burned. McMahon's body was shattered. Charlie McMahon was in Vietnam for just 11 days before he was killed on April 29, 1975, just 11 days short of his 22nd birthday. His best friend, George Holland, was notified on duty in Connecticut.
I had just checked in to Marine Barracks, New London, Connecticut. We were in the middle of commanding officer's inspection, and I got called down to the guard officer, Lieutenant Taylor's office, and he said, "I'm sorry to meet you under these circumstances." He said, your best friend Charlie was one of the two Marines killed in Saigon.
There must have been a certain sense of disbelief, in a way, in that the war was winding down. Most of the troops were gone from Vietnam. Charlie had only just arrived in country a few days earlier. It must have been kind of hard to imagine that this could have happened.
It's still beyond belief.
It was, unfortunately, not completely over for Charlie McMahon and Darwin Judge. In the confusion of the evacuation, their bodies were forgotten, left behind as the North Vietnamese took over. It took a year of behind-the-scenes negotiations by Senator Edward Kennedy to win the release of their remains, which are now buried in Iowa and for McMahon at home in Woburn. Here in Vietnam, the end of the war is apparently still a touchy topic. A plan to lay a wreath at the site of the deaths of McMahon and Judge at the hour they died 40 years ago today, not far from where we're standing at Tonsonut Airport right now, was recently canceled over political sensitivities. But tomorrow, there will be a special ceremony honoring the two at the U.S. Consulate in Ho Chi Minh City. Back at home in Massachusetts, there is a memorial wall at the Woburn Boys and Girls Club in memory of Charlie McMahon, the last of two U.S. servicemen killed in Vietnam. It contains the U.S. flag that draped his coffin, his posthumously awarded Purple Heart, and what his best friend George Holland thinks would be his most prized possession, Charlie McMahon's Boys Club membership card. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bob Oakes at Tonsonut Airport, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam.